An exciting development in Detroit's New Center area began yesterday. The demolition of the office building at 2850 West Grand Boulevard will pave the way for the groundbreaking $2.2 billion expansion of Henry Ford Hospital. Now, the building being torn down, it dates back to 1950s. It was once home to the corporate headquarters of Health Alliance Plan. It's now making room for this transformative project. Let's find out more from Jerry Darby. He's Vice President of Campus Planning, Development, and Design for Henry Ford Health. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. And, you know, it's one thing to talk about the $2.2 billion expansion, and we've heard, but now we're starting to see it happening with the tearing down of the former HAP building.
Yeah, there's nothing like seeing some actual construction or maybe a few pieces of heavy equipment on the site to get people excited, and we are extremely excited.
It's not what we thought, though. It's not like the implosion of the Silver Dome.
No, it's not. It's funny. We kind of call it munching, right? You know, you take a little bite at a time and take it down. It really is much better for the environment. It allows us to, you know, to recycle a lot of the materials, allowed us to go inside and really take everything out ahead of time as much as possible. We're monitoring the air quality. We're even monitoring the vibrations around it to make sure there's no impact on any utilities and other things. So it's really about doing what's right for the community and the environment around us.
Well, we appreciate that. Since we're on the eighth floor of the Fisher
Building,
right? Yeah, those waves could. We don't need to get motion sickness here on the eighth floor. We should point out for folks that, I mean, we've watched the revitalization happen north of the boulevard and west of the lodge. This would still be west of the lodge, but it would be south of the boulevard. So you're really expanding the footprint of Henry Ford Health. Tell me what will replace that HAP building.
Yeah, so that it's a great question. It truly is going to frame the boulevard west of the lodge. So, you know, there'll be a long base to the building, basically going from the Lodge Freeway all the way over to our new cancer center. There will be a new tower, which will be over 21 stories tall. It will rival your Fisher building that you're sitting in, but won't be quite as tall. But it will be a real change to the skyline in Midtown. And it allows us to really get out of the legacy hospital campus with a lot of our high-intense services. It's just at the point 100 years old that it's difficult for us to continue to expand in that space. But that building's going to stay. It's still going to be used. It's even going to still be used for some of our inpatient services, and it allows us to get all private rooms on the campus.
You know, beyond providing the state-of-the-art medical services, which we know Henry Ford does and will continue to do with this expanded Henry Ford Hospital, how do you engage the surrounding community, Jerry, when it comes to health equity and access to care? Because that's, you know, we hear about that a lot, about not having the access to care and not having that health equity.
Yeah, you know, it's a big focus for us, and was a focus, you know, with our community advisory groups that we've been part of. We've had more than 1,000 meetings with people over the past several years about what we're doing and how we're caring for them, not just about the new hospital, but how they can get more access. Our emergency room will be more accessible. More fast track type services for getting people in and out of the hospital. And we're truly trying to set up clinics and things and providing transportation around the area to get people in and out to see the doctors and to really keep them out of the hospital. You know, that's the goal for us. And we have very extensive care plans for the entire community, and really population health is kind of the term that we use, but truly it's about the other things, the social determinants of health, the housing, and all of the other things that we're really leaning into in Detroit.
It says here expanded emergency care. So will the emergency room footprint change? Will it be in the new place or the older place?
Yeah, so I'll give you a quick description of everything, kind of everything. I mean, there's a lot going in there. It's 1.2 million square feet. But the first floor will be a brand new emergency room, more than twice the size of our current emergency room. The second and third floors will be really focused on our highest intense services, all of our procedural and interventional services, more than 50 new procedure rooms. And then up from there, we'll be going with inpatient beds, more than 400 beds, including 72 beds at the top of the tower, which will be new inpatient rehab services, which will come from Shirley Ryan Rehab Institute out of Chicago. They're moving to Detroit with a full-blown service. That was part of what we worked out with the Gilbert Foundation and Dan and Jen Gilbert, really helping to bring new services to Detroit.
And it's not just new services, better tech, state-of-the-art facilities. It's also, there's a housing component to this as well that was pretty prominent in your community benefits declaration.
Yeah, it's an amazing, it's a really an amazing live, work, play story, something like you haven't seen anywhere in the country. And we're so proud of that. Working with the Pistons, and really it only happens through partnerships. So with the Pistons, with Michigan State, we're creating the largest medical research building they've ever built at Michigan State. Is going to be really also changing the skyline along the lodge on the east side of the lodge, down by One Ford Place, our current headquarters. So the housing and the research component are on the east side of the lodge. There'll be a walking path over to the hospital. It's only about a 10-minute walk, as because we're getting a little closer to that area with the hospital development moving south of the lodge. So it truly is transformational, and it has all sorts of components to the housing, which also include affordable housing, all the way up through housing for individuals who want to work at Henry Ford and live in the area.
All right. Jerry Darby, Vice President of Campus Planning, Development, and Design for Henry Ford Health. We appreciate you coming on this morning and giving us an update on that great project.
Thank you.
And, you know, when it comes to health delivery, guys, and also, urban development in Detroit, it's the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Yeah. And that rehab center, I mean, that was the one that was really essential. We saw how much improvement Dan Gilbert has had since his stroke.
Mm-hmm.
The services that made that happen for him are now coming here from Chicago. And it's the only place where they've set up shop.
Well, Hamas says they have agreed to a ceasefire, but Israel said not the one we want. Let's talk more about that with the retired four-star general Jack King coming up at 7:35 on JR Morning.